with you, raise them real high. Say, this is my Bible. I am who it says I am. I have what it says I have. I can do what it says I can do.
I can do what I said I'll do. I'll do it. Yes, I'll do it. Yes, Lord. Wake me up, Lord. Please help me get awake, Lord. I wished I could have slept a little longer this morning, Lord. Oh, hallelujah. Praise you, Jesus. I love you. Hallelujah.
I will do
what it
says I'll do. Amen. Hallelujah. I'm glad you're awake now. Hallelujah. I figured I'd get your attention. Wow! I'm so excited. Looks like a lot of you are too. Hallelujah. I want to talk to you this morning about something called the Helper. Say Helper. The Helper. God is... Oh, I didn't mean to scare the heck out of you, kid. I'm sorry. I'm going to talk to you this morning about something called the Helper. How many of you know what the Helper is? The Holy Spirit is Jesus. Hallelujah. Anybody in need of some help this morning? I just want to know if we're in the right place. Anybody in here need a little help? Father, we come before you right now. Lord, we ask you to send. Say send. Send your Holy Spirit, Lord. Send your helper, O God, that you might help us, O God, to see, Lord, what the Spirit is saying to me. Say me. To the churches today, Lord. In Jesus' name. And everyone said, amen. Who here really wants to hear from God? Anybody? Does anybody really want to hear from God? Some of y'all not raising hands. I know you're scared because you really don't want to hear. But how many of you ready to hear the Word of God? You want to hear from Jesus? Then tune your ears into hearing what He has to say. You know, the Scripture says that he who has an ear, let him hear what the Spirit is saying to the... And, you know, again, I'm going to say this because the Lord keeps thundering in my heart. For some reason, we keep separating ourselves from that church. And we're saying, let the Spirit speak to the church. No. Let the Spirit speak to the church. That I am a member. That I am a member. I am part of the body of Christ. Let the Lord speak to me that I might hear what the Spirit has to say to me. What? What an awesome God we serve. God spoke to Joshua. Have you ever heard of that fellow named Joshua in the Bible? He spoke to Joshua and he said, I will be with you just as I was with my servant Moses. And sometimes we don't understand that God wants to be with us. He truly desires relationship. He truly desires, say, conversation. He truly desires us to communicate, commune with Him. He truly desires for us to do so. But many of us are scared like they were in the days of Moses when he said, the Israelites told him, Moses, you go up on the mountain and talk to God. If we talk to God, we might die. How many of you might die if you talk to God? Don't raise your hand. Anyway, he also told Joshua to be strong. Say strong. I love this word. And good courage. Be strong and be of good courage. Take good courage. Realize that it takes courage to stand up in the holy place and say, Lord, I need to talk. Because we need to hear His voice these days. I may be ready to hear God's voice. Amen. Be strong and of good courage, it says. Revelations chapter 3 and 22. It says it like this. He who has an ear, let him hear what the Spirit says to the churches. Amen. Jesus said in John chapter 14, if John chapter 14, he says in verse 15, he says, if you love me, keep my commandments. And I, Jesus, will pray to the Father, God, and He, God, will give you, say me, a helper. How many of you know that that's the Trinity right there? Jesus praying to the Father to send the Spirit. Right there. What? Jesus is speaking to the Father to send the Spirit, the helper, say helper, to me. We're part of the body of Christ. And when he spoke these words, he wanted us to realize that Jesus is trying to get our attention and saying, my desire, God's desire is to communicate, to commune with you, to have relationship so that you can just speak right. That's why Jesus came. He ripped the veil. There's no more division. There's access. Say access. To the very throne of God. What a mighty God. And he will give you a helper that he might be with you, what, for a little while? That he might come and visit with you today. But, you know, today's Sunday. You was in church, so I'm going to come visit with you today. But tomorrow, I'm not going to be with you. Is that what he says? Of course not. He's going to be with us for forever. What a great promise that is. What a great opportunity for us. Listen to this. The Spirit of truth, which the world cannot receive. I don't know if you catch this, but you know what? That's why the world don't understand this Holy Spirit stuff. They don't understand it because they're part of the world. But we're not a part of the world. Listen, because it neither sees him nor knows him. Do we know the Spirit? Do we know Jesus? Do we know the Father? Then if we know these things, this is what it says. But you know him, for he dwells with you and will be where? In you. What a great place for Jesus to be. What a great place for the Holy Spirit to be in us. As we walk in our day by day, living our life, doing our own thing, do we realize that Jesus is with us? Do you know he's right there inside of you? Whenever you're feeling that little umption of saying, don't do it. How many of you ever heard that one? It says, don't do it. And you went, oh, well, you know, come on. Come on, Lord. I just want to, don't do it. He's inside of you. He dwells with you and he's inside of you. I will never leave you. No, I won't leave you an orphan. You won't be by yourself. I'm here this morning to be with you. Amen. I will not leave you orphan. I will come to you. Now, this different revelation and different understanding of the Holy Spirit. How many of you know there's many facets and many manifestations of the Holy Spirit? Do you realize that, you know, you don't have the market closed in on just what you understand? I mean, how many of you know it's a good thing it's not just what we think? I always said this. I mean, you know, it's a good thing I'm not God, right? Or it's a good thing you're not God. I'll put it to you like that. How many of you know you'd zap a few people? You'd pull out your Holy Ghost zapper and go, I'm going to take you out, sucker. Just zap them with a little overdose of the Holy Spirit. You see them fry right there. I remember you ready to fry a few people. Don't raise your hand. You want to fry a few people, though. I know it's your spirit. The helper will be with you forever. Amen? Something very important, very, very, very important for us to realize and hear this morning. The helper is in you. The helper is in you. Wait a minute. Is he in Murray, too? Wait a minute, I don't like that Murray's got that same spirit. What? How many of you know when we give our life to Christ, we receive the gifts of the Holy Spirit. We say, Lord, I need you, I want you. How many of you need Jesus? How many of you need the helper every day? But sometimes we don't like it when the other person's got it. We're thinking, no way, he ain't got it. It's evident. Look at the way he lives. Well, wait a minute. Look at the way you... Never mind. I'll just move on. Remember this, that we're all in different places. Do you realize that we're all in different places? I mean, sometimes people get religious or get fanatical and they think that you should do the same thing that they do. You know, or you should have the same... You know, when somebody gets a ministry, anybody gets like a favorite thing that they like to do, like the Lord has anointed you to do something. Let's say run the nursery. Everybody here wants to run the nursery, right? Okay, it got really quiet. But let's say the Lord puts it on your heart to run the nursery, and it's amazing how many times you get frustrated. It's like, I'll just put it to you like this. Watch this. Here we go. We go back up to the cookie judges. Oh, we like the cookie judges. I want to be a cookie judge. Hallelujah. When the Lord gives everybody their heart's desire, do you realize that? When you're seeking God's will, the Word says he gives us our heart's desire. What is your heart's desire? That's how you learn what your ministry is. It's what you really, truly have compassion for. It's what you truly want to do for Jesus. Now, does it just happen overnight? No, it don't. You might get saved overnight, and that's good, but there comes a time of learning and establishing and building your ministry and working. It's amazing to me how many times people want to start a ministry, and they say, okay, Pastor, we want to do this, and we're going to set up a sign-up sheet, and nobody comes. What? How come nobody's coming? Well, you know what? To be an instant success takes about 20 years. You can't expect just to hang up a shingle and expect everybody, oh, well, hallelujah, he's anointed. I'm coming to see him. I want to hear what he has to say. You'd probably get about four or five of your friends, and then they quit coming because you're not giving them any snacks. But it's amazing how many of us won't reach out after just Jesus. Say just Jesus. How many of you know we need the help of the Holy Spirit? It's important for us to learn to develop our understanding. Watch this. Listen to this. Mark chapter 4 and verse 8 says, but other seed fell on good ground. Say good ground. I'll just say this. Prepare your ground. Start preparing your ground right now. Because there's some folks that the Lord wants to use, but you haven't prepared to receive your seeds. You have not prepared your ground. You just want God to just rip open the ground and put in a seed in your life, and then it's all going to be wonderful. How many of them know you got to till the soil? You got to work out. You got to get the roots out, the weeds out. How many of you got some weeds? Don't raise your hand. We got some issues that we got to get out before the Lord will start working in. Now, the Spirit's there, but He wants to work out some stuff. How many of you got some old nature stuff that needs to come out? Say amen. But other seed fell on good ground, so prepare your ground. And it yielded a crop. It what? It yielded a crop because the ground was good. And it sprang up and increased and produced. You see, when the ground is good and prepared, it increases and produces. God's doing a work inside of it. Some 30, some 60, some 100-fold. And He said to them, he who has an ear, here we go back to an ear. He who is there, let him hear. That sounds like we said this. Jesus is saying, are we listening to Jesus? Are we listening to the Holy Spirit? Do we understand that God, He's talking to us? Are we listening? Not all the seed that we receive is good seed. How many of you know that you've received a few bad seeds in your life? And sometimes we fertilize that ground. Not all the seeds take root. Sometimes God has to replant us, dig us up and replant us because we didn't take root. I mean, sometimes we don't take root. We don't grab on. We don't grow. We don't mature. We don't develop. We just sit back in church and say, hallelujah. I sure wished I could do that. I wished I could sing. I wished I could play a harmonica. I wished I could do something for Jesus. I just can't do nothing. That's just woe is me. I can't do a thing. Yes, you can. Whatever God has given you, anointed you with, use for the glory of the Lord. Amen? To him who is given, more will be given. Amen? You see, sometimes we're just waiting for the more and we haven't used what he's given us. It's time, say time, for us to realize that God has already sown seed in our life. Now, we have to start working the ground and start pulling the weeds out and pulling the roots out and getting it cleaned up. Man, this is amazing. I rented a piece of equipment and I dug a tree root out of the ground. That thing was only this big around. I had a 35-foot hole dug around that thing, 20 feet deep, to get the root out of the ground. Sometimes we got some roots that are really deep. And we got to dig a big old hole to get it out. Sometimes we got to dig that sucker and get it out. It's deep. Sometimes we got some stuff that's been implanted by the enemy. How many of you know the story about the tares the property owner said, you know, owner of the property, we have some tares that grew up in there. How did that happen? How many of you know the enemy planted some seeds in our life? Just like God's planting seeds and our friends are planting seeds and our neighbors are planting seeds and our father and our mother and our cousin and our uncle. How many of you know there's a lot of people that we allow to plant seeds in our lives? It's time for us to be careful what we allow in. You know, the word says be careful who lays hands on you and be careful who you lay your hands on. when you're praying for people? Do you realize the Word tells us that? Be careful. It's something called discernment of spirit. You got to discern. You know, there's been a plenty of times where we go in churches and prophesy over folks and pray for them, and there's been a few that I just went, I ain't touching them. I ain't touching this person. The Lord says, don't touch him. Don't touch him. Now, what's going on? I don't know. But you know what? We got to be careful. Say discernment. We got to understand that it's a spiritual thing. There's a mighty God that we serve. Watch this. Matthew chapter 13. I was just telling you about that story. So the servant of the owner came to him and said, sir, did you not sow good seed in your field? How then does it have tares? How could it possibly be? He said to them, an enemy. Say the devil. An enemy has done this. God sows good seeds into good soil. But God lets us also experience free will. Say free will. And we have allowed some things to come into. Watch this. Ephesians chapter 4 and 11. And he said, and he himself gave some. Watch this. He gave some to be apostles, some to be prophets, some to be evangelists, some to be pastors and teachers. Now, who gave it? God gave it. Who gave it? God gave it. God gave some to be pastors, some to be, what does it say? Pastors, apostles, prophets, evangelists, and teachers. God did this. Now, here you go. How many of you ever heard of there's a scripture that says, don't touch the Lord's anointed. David said it. Don't touch the Lord's anointed. But sometimes, I just watched this on TV. I don't know if it's a news or what it was. And I was brokenhearted. How many of you know there's a pastor that just wanted a new jet? Everybody heard about that? There was another pastor I seen on Facebook or something like that that railed and ranted and went on for 5 minutes complaining about this man buying a jet. I don't know if it's right or wrong. I'm not going to sit here and judge that man. Why am I not going to judge him? Listen to what the scripture says. Watch this. Romans chapter 14 and 4. Who are you to judge another servant? Who made them pastors, teachers, and preachers? Who did it? So don't you think if God made it, he can remove it? Anybody know that? That God is all able? He can do all things? But I heard this pastor complaining and fussing, and I was thinking, like, I was brokenhearted because I'm thinking, here we go, the pastors and the preachers are tearing up the church. I hear this all the time. You hear people, well, that church over there, no good, rotten, dirty, rotten. This, oh, that brother, he does it. Man, we're not supposed to be messing with each other. Come on, we got a devil. That's his job, to destroy the saints. We got to get past all that. Who are you to judge another servant? Look what it says, Romans 14 and 4. His own master, he will stand or fall. Indeed, he will make him stand, for God is able to make him stand. Now, I'm not telling you who's right and who's wrong, and I'm going to tell you, here you go. Here's the point I'm trying to make. I don't care. That's not my job. That's not my job to make sure he's doing it right or wrong. You know what my job is? There you go. To proclaim. This person I'm in charge of. This person I'm responsible for. And I hate to say it, but I got to say, this church I'm responsible for. So if you're coming in this door, I'm going to tell you, shut up if you don't talk about people. Don't do it. Just shut up. If you ain't got something good to say about a brother or sister in Christ in the church, shut up. Oh, I can't believe it. I went to that church. That pastor told me to shut up. If you ain't got a positive thing to say, shut up. Now look at your neighbor and say, shut up. Oh, you've been wanting to do that for a while. We can't get caught up in what the devil wants to do. How many of you know that the devil wants to kill, steal, and destroy? That's not our mission as Christians. What is our mission? To sow good seed. Say good seed. Our job is to go out and proclaim the good news of Jesus Christ. Yeah, but you should see Brother Bob over there. He's got a truck and he parked it in the ditch yesterday. And who cares whether or not he gets stuck or not? He'll call me. We'll push it out. Don't get caught up into getting into other people's business. Say business. It's time for us to learn how to keep our business, our nose, our gossip to ourselves. Oh, don't disguise prayer. Don't disguise gossip in prayer.
Well, brother, let's pray for poor Bob.
I'm going to get away from you. Let's pray for... I'm going to pick on Murray a while.
Let's pray for poor Murray. He's got all kind of problems, man. He smokes, he drinks, he slaps his wife around.
No, he don't. I'm just teasing. Five people are going to tell somebody else tonight that Murray's doing all that. Why did God give us apostles, prophets, evangelists, pastors, and teachers? Why? Why? Listen what the scripture says, Ephesians 4 and 2. For the equipping of the saints. What? For the work of the ministry. For the edifying, say edifying. Building up, not tearing down. To build up, to edify the body of Christ. Are you part of the body of Christ? So we're to do what? Edify, build up, help, encourage. Don't tear them down. Do you know the world's tearing us down? Oh, well, we're just barely getting by. No. We're to be a part of the body. We're to be good folks. Amen? Say amen. To edify the body is till we all come to the unity of Christ. You to edify each other until we all... How many of you know some of us aren't there yet? I'm not there yet. How about you? There's an edifying of the body until we all come to the unity. And we've got to understand that we're part of the body. And they're not going to do the same thing you do. And they're not going to be the same ministry you've got. But God brought them in. Aren't you glad Jesus saved you? I'm so excited that God pulled... somebody was telling me the other day that they were asking somebody around our neighborhood, well, did you know your old Pastor Tyrone a long time ago? Said, yeah, he used to be a little hoodlum. And they came and told me, you know they called you a hoodlum? I said, I was. I say was. You see, you was something, but now I'm born again. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you. I did make it. I'm almost there. For the equipment of the saints, for the work of the ministry, for the edifying of the body, until we all come to unity of the faith. And, say in, the knowledge. Say knowledge. See, it's the unity of faith and the knowledge. We got to learn. We got to learn how to get past the blockades. Learn how to get the knowledge of the Son of God. Why? To be a perfect man. In the measure and stature and the fullness of Christ. God's trying to pull out the old stuff. How many of you got some old stuff? God's trying to pull out the weeds, pull out the roots, pull out the old stuff that we might walk in the fullness of Christ. Oh, we're not there yet, but you know what? We're not to just give up. We're not to just, I'll just never make it. No, we're to strive and run and try to learn and try to bring ourselves to a closer walk with Jesus. Just a closer walk with Thee. Granted, Jesus. Come on, some old folks. It's my plea. You see, we got to get past it. We got to get closer to Jesus. We got to walk with Him and talk with Him. Oh, my goodness, I'm hearing all kind of old hymns. We got to walk with Jesus and talk with Him and know that He's there. The helper, who needs a little help this morning? Come on, raise your hands. You need some help. I'm going to pray for you right now. Father, we ask You to pour out Your Spirit, Lord. You are the helper, Lord. We ask You to give us help, Lord, to get through these situations. Lord, we know, Lord, right now we need healing in our bodies, Lord. We need provision in our finances, oh God. Lord, You are our Jehovah Jireh, Lord. You are what we need, oh God. We thank You for Your Holy Spirit. We thank You for the Helper. Lord, we send a word right now to our friends that are in need of Jesus. Lord, we send a word right now to our family members that are sick, oh God, and they need a uplifting, oh God. Lord, we send, Lord, the word today, Lord, out. Lord, You tell us, Lord, what we bind on earth is bound in heaven, and what we loose on earth was loosed in heaven. So we bind up the spirit. Lord, we bind up the wickedness, Lord. We bind it up, Lord. We cast it out. And Lord, we loose You, the Holy Spirit, right now into our lives, into our family. We ask You to bring, Lord, the Helper, so that we might see clearly, Lord, that we need Jesus in our life each and every day. In Jesus' name, and everyone said amen. Why do we need the Helper? Why do we need the helper? Because he brings to remembrance. Say remembrance. You see, listen what the scripture says. Watch this. How many of you got a few problems and a few issues in your life? Newsflash, we all got them, in case you didn't raise your hand. We all got some problems. We all got some issues. We all got things we're working on. Say, I'm working on it. Now look at your neighbor and says, I'm working on it. See, that way when they start talking about you, you just tell them, I'm working on it, buddy. I'm not there yet. When I get as good as you, I'll be all right. But just pray for me. And don't pray for me like, you know, oh, look at that dirty, rotten scum. You know, it's amazing how many people pray against people. I ain't going to get into that. Just don't pray. You know what? The Lord tells us to pray for our enemies. Yeah. Where's your heart? What are we praying? Why do we need Jesus? Why do we need the Holy Spirit? Watch this. Ephesians chapter 4 and verse 7 says, but to each one of us, grace. Oh, aren't you glad for grace? Aren't you glad for God's grace? It was given. He's given us His grace. Why don't you look at somebody when they start fussing at you and say, I'm forgiven. I don't understand it all and I'm making mistakes along the way, but I'm forgiven. Say, I'm forgiven. Jesus sent us His grace according to the measure of Christ's gifts. Therefore, He said, when He ascended on high, when He went to the cross, was buried in the grave, and He ascended on high, okay? He came up and He said, this is what it says. He led captivity captive. He went and He took the devil and He wrapped him up and He said, you're done. You're toast. You're no longer in charge. You may have been in charge for a little while here on earth, but I'm here to tell you, it's over. Say, it's over. You know what? Sometimes we had free will in our life and we have allowed the enemy to take us down. But it's time for us to start telling the devil, it's over. It's over. I'm done with you. We are no longer going to be associated with each other. It's done. Jesus died. He ascended. He led captivity captive, it says. And He gave, this is so awesome, He gave what? You got some gifts? Woo-hoo, it's time for us to learn how to start unpacking some stuff. You know what? We made it. We got saved, so you've got some gifts. And He said He gave gifts to men. Say freedom. How many of you know last week we talked about being free and free indeed? And it's time for us now that we're free to start unpacking. Say unpacking. You made it. You're in the body of Christ. You're in the body. So it's time for us to start unpacking some stuff. We've got some things that we know the Word says that, you know, eye has not seen and nor ear heard, nor has entered into the heart of man the things that God has prepared for him. So you got some gifts that we got to learn to unpack. We got to take them out and say, you know what? It's time for me to start. Have you ever opened up a drawer and you have anybody got junk drawers? I don't mean drawers. I mean drawers. You open up your drawer and you know something that you're looking for is in there. And you're just kind of like, well, I know I put it in here somewhere. And you're going all through the drawer. And you know what? That's not how God gives us gifts. He knows exactly what the gifts are. And, you know, sometimes you've been looking like this and you're trying to find your gifting and you're saying, I got to go find what my God asked for me. I'm going to try this and I'm going to try that. Oh, I'm going to do this and I'm going to do. I'm going to just tell you, slow down. Stop and listen. Say, listen to the Holy Spirit. Listen to the King of Kings and Lord of Lords. He knows your strengths. He knows your weaknesses. He knows what you can do. He knows what you can't do. You don't have to fret. Oh, what am I going to do? You notice God always knows exactly what we need. You heard that song we sang right in the very, he played in the very beginning, right on time. Love's always on time. He knows exactly what we need right when we need it. God's grace is forgiven according to the measure of stature. Watch this. He led captive. He gave gifts to men. Now watch this. We're going to jump over to 1 Corinthians chapter 12 and verse 4 through 11. Listen to some of the gifts. Listen, there is diversity of gifts, but the same Spirit. There is difference of ministries, but the same Lord. There is all diversity of activity, but the same God who works all in all. You see, God's here this morning. And he's sitting right next to each and every one of us. He's floating right above your head. He's all around. The Holy Spirit's here this morning. And if you will just separate, that's why I try to get our attention when we first come in the morning on Sunday morning. Jonathan was saying what he likes to do on Sunday morning is turn on his, not rock and roll, his Christian music, his worship tapes and all. And he's like, hallelujah. He's preparing his ground before he gets here. Oh, Jesus. You see, because he don't have kids, he's got to slap around anymore. No, I'm just... She says, I just turned it up louder. You've been there, done that. You passed that now. Now it's just grandkids. You can send them back home before Sunday. Hallelujah. But the idea is prepare your ground. Prepare yourself to hear God's voice. That's what I want to talk to you this morning about, the Helper. He's here. He's with you. He's in you. He's always ready to communicate with you and give us direction. But too many of us are fearful. Too many of us are worried about situations. We get caught up in this world and all. Too many of us watch way too much news. We worried about all that stuff that's going on. How many of you know who's in charge? Anybody know who's really in charge? Say God. Say Jesus. Say Holy Spirit. Jesus, God, and the Holy Spirit's in charge. How many of you know we don't have to worry? You don't have to worry. They're in control. They know what's going on. You might be all fretful trying to figure it out. What's going to happen next week? Oh! Come on, let it go. Don't worry about all this. The cares of this world does what? It chokes out seed that God has planted in our lives. Listen to what it says. But the manifestation of the Spirit is given to each one. The manifestation of the Spirit, that means once you take it out the package, once you unpack it and you got your spiritual, the things that you got to do with it, watch what it says. The manifestation of the Spirit... Where am I? Here it is. It's given to each one of us for the profit, say profit, of all. You see, some of us want to take our spiritual gift and God gave it to me. See it? It's mine. That's not what we're supposed to do with the gifts. The Bible tells us freely you have received, freely you shall give. Whew. Freely you have received, freely you shall give. Give out, give out. Well, I ain't got nothing to give. Yes, you do. You got time, ability, talent. You've got all kind of more important things than money. What? What did he say? Way more important things than money. How many of you know that you can't buy health? Oh, you can pay to go to the doctor, but you can't buy health. I mean, you might go to the doctor and get some drugs. You might feel better a little bit. You ain't going to get the drugs no more because they're opioids. You can't have them. But we get caught up in all of that stuff. I'm here to tell you, we serve the risen Savior. We serve the King of Kings and Lord of Lords, the Almighty God, the Alpha and Omega, the beginning and the end, the first and the last. He's behind us and he's before us. He's eternal. He's everlasting. And he's inside of you. Say me. Whoo, yes, he is. And when you catch a glimpse of the understanding that he wants to have relationships, say, talk to me, Jesus. When we understand that he wants to communicate with us and we start talking to him, all of a sudden, the cares of this world, who cares? I tell people this all the time when they start telling me stuff. I said, do I really need to know this? If I don't, I don't want to know it. Don't tell me about Murphy. Don't tell me about Bob. I don't care if Bob's drinking a gallon of whiskey a day. I mean, I hope he don't. You know, I mean, that's not healthy for him. But don't go around. Did you see what Mary did? She put a flag up on her house. She put a black and... What color is it? Black and white, huh? The police one, yeah. You put a police flag in front of the house. Oh, who cares? Let them hang whatever they want. What does that have to do with me? Nothing. You see? And that's where we got to understand that God wants us to separate all of that stuff. Get the junk out of our trunk. Get the junk out the trunk. The manifestation of the Spirit is given to each one to profit all, not to be tearing it up. For to one is given a word of wisdom, say wisdom, to another a word of knowledge through the same Spirit, to another faith by the same Spirit, the gift of healing by the same Spirit, to another the working of miracles, to another prophecy, to another discerning of spirits, to a different kind, to another different kind of tongues, to another interpretation of tongues. But one and the same Spirit works all these things, distributing to each one as, somebody help me, say He. Say, who gave them out? God. Who gave us the gifts? God. Who is responsible for giving us this stuff? God. He gives it out as who wills? He wills. He gave it out to us. So if He gave it to us, who are we to worry about who what somebody else is doing? What are we getting caught up? I love that scripture that says, what is it to you whether I want Him to live forever? Jesus told this to one of His disciples that said, oh, what about Him? He says, what are you worried about Him for? Don't worry about Him. You focus on you. You've got enough problems yourself. How many of you know we got enough problems in our own life? How many of you have a vacancy for problems and you want somebody else's? Anybody here? I got a pocket full I'll let you have. So don't get caught up in the worrying about each and everybody's problem and what they're doing. Oh, focus. Stay focused on what God has in store for you. He's got some good things sewed up for you. But each one, as He wills. Watch, we all have different gifts. We all have different strengths and weaknesses. You don't have to worry about whether or not somebody believes exactly the way you believe. How many of you know, have you ever been, how long you been a believer? Just shout out the years you've been believing. Okay, all of those years. All right, you've been believing all those years. Let me ask you this. Have you ever changed your opinion? Anybody lying? Have you ever changed your opinion? Have you ever had a revelation that God said, guess what? You've been wrong. Huh. Anybody ever heard that one? So how do you know you're not wrong now? Uh-oh, I'll leave that alone. I'll just let you know this. Don't be caught up in trying to prove Jesus. You don't have to prove God to nobody. But what you do have to be is a witness. And a testimony. Because when we start becoming a witness and a testimony, guess what that is? Proof. Because then they see the joy of the Lord and they say, I don't know what you got, but I want some of that. You see, we get caught up in trying to prove stuff and then we drive them away because we scare the heck out of them. It's not for us to prove anything in the Word. We got to just read the Word and believe it. And as we read it and believe it, it changes us. And when it changes us, other people say, I don't know what Jesus did. I used to have a friend of mine that, I mean, he was like one of the worst in high school. And he got saved. And when I realized he got saved, I said, I don't know what they're teaching, but I gotta know something more about that. Because he was like the worst. How many of you know some of the worst? Only took up him. Hey, how many of you were the worst? Don't raise your hand. Do you have an ear to hear what the Spirit is saying to me today? Say me. Watch this. I read it before, but I want to read it again just because sometimes we are hard-headed and we don't listen. If you love me, keep my commandments, and I will pray to the Father, and He will give you another helper, and that he might abide with you forever. The Spirit of truth, whom the world cannot receive because it neither sees nor hears Him, nor knows Him. Huh? But you know Him. Why do you know Him? For He dwells with you and is in you. I will not leave you an orphan, but I will come to you. We have to have an ear to hear what the Spirit of God is saying to us. I haven't even got to my scripture yet. Watch this. John, I'm going to jump down. I'm going to go past all that one. No, I'm going to read it because it's the scripture. I'm going to read it. John chapter 14 and 26 says this, but the Helper, the Holy Spirit, whom the Father will send in my name. What? But the Holy Spirit. We're in John chapter 14. You there? But the Holy Spirit, huh? Whom the Father will send in my name. What will He do? He will. How many of you ready to learn something? Then don't listen to me. Get in your scripture and read it. Because the Holy Spirit's the teacher. The Holy Spirit, He will do what? He will teach you just a couple of things. He will teach us all things. and bring to remembrance. This is what's so cool about once you read the Scripture, is once you read, I hear people say this, well, I just can't remember Scripture. But how many of you know, watch this. I can't think of a word right now, but I'm thinking of a song, maybe a song you used to know a long time ago. The minute it comes on the radio, you can sing right along with it. Anybody? Anybody? Yeah? I mean, you haven't sung that song in 25 years, and you're sitting back and it comes on the radio and you start singing right along with it like you never missed a lick. Now, if somebody told you to sing it, you'd be going, let's see how I got that word from. And you see, that's what the Holy Spirit does for us. It brings to remembrance the things that He said to us. Because once God says something to you, guess what? This is what the Scripture says. The word does not return void, but it will accomplish what it was sent out to do. Hallelujah. And the word that He put inside of you, when it's ready, when it's at the right time. Have you ever been talking to somebody and all of a sudden you think of a Scripture and you spit it out and you go, wow, I didn't know I knew that one. The Holy Spirit brings to remembrance the things that He said to us. Watch this. Peace I leave with you. Now watch this. Listen to what it says. My peace I leave with you. My peace I give to you. Not as the world gives. How many of you know the world does not give us peace? Not as the world gives do I give to you. But let your heart not, say not, be troubled. Nor let it be what? Afraid. I'm so glad you said that. Because too many of us are too fearful to hear God's voice. Watch what it says. Watch this. Joshua, he was a fighting guy. He was like, that's why God chose him, because He knew he was going to have to go do quite a bit of battles to get to where he needed to go. But watch this. Joshua chapter 5 and 13. And it came to pass when Joshua was by Jericho that he lifted up his eyes, and behold, a man of God opposite him with a sword drawn in his hand. How many of you know that that was kind of a fearful place to be? You look up and there's a guy up there standing there with a sword in his hand. Huh? And what did Joshua say? Wait a minute. Are you for us? Or are you against us? For us or for our adversary? And listen what that man said, because he said, oh, say no, but as a commander, say commander. Oh, my goodness. For as the commander of the army of the Lord, I have come, I now come. Jesus, God, the Holy Spirit, the commander stood right before him. And you know, that's what sometimes we're fearful, and we've got to get away from this. Like Joshua was not scared. He's like, come on, buddy. You think you're bad? I got the King of Kings. Oh, wait a minute, you Jesus. Well, in that case, I'll shut up and listen. Because that's what happens here. Watch. He says, and he says, I'm the commander, and now I'm here, the helper. And Joshua fell on his face on the earth and worshipped him and said, what does my Lord say to his servants? Listen, Joshua in chapter 5, then the commander of the Lord's army said to Joshua, take your sandals off. Take your shoes off. Now watch this. Listen, because this is cool. This is really cool. If you're not paying attention, you might miss it. He said, take your sandals off. What do you think's happening when he says, take your sandals off? He's preparing the ground. He's preparing the ground to receive the instructions from the commander. But he's not on holy ground yet. So he says, take your shoes off. And because you're sitting on holy ground, watch this. Wherever you are, whenever you decide to break through your barriers, the things that's holding you down, the things that's holding you back, that's taking your shoes off. That's getting into the holy place. No matter where you are, get your shoes off and start praying and start saying, God, I repent for where I have fallen short. And Joshua sat back and he said, I am prepared. It's time for us to learn how to develop our holy place. Where's your holy place? Wherever you get a hold of God. If it's driving in your car, if you've got a special locker at your home because you've seen the movie and you've got yourself a prayer room, or whether or not you could be in the midst of a crowded people, and that could be your holy place. If, say if, we prepare. If we take our shoes off, and by taking our shoes off, we have prepared to receive the Holy Spirit. We've prepared to receive the Word of God. The place where you stand, wherever it is, the place that you're standing, that's holy. What a mighty God we serve. That's what He wants to get us to an understanding is when we prepare ourselves to walk into the holy place. He says, guess what? I'm ready to commune with you. I'm ready to talk to you. And Joshua did so. Sometimes we have to have an aha moment. Aha! Have you ever went, aha? Wow, it's an enlightenment. Because we were prepared to receive the anointing. We are prepared to hear the Word of God. The Helper starts talking and we understand. Have you ever been reading? Have you ever been in a prayer service? Have you ever been in church and all of a sudden you went, whoa? Have you been in the middle of a worship song and all of a sudden, instead of just going, hallelujah, hallelujah, do Lord, remember. Instead of just singing words that are coming out your mouth, you no longer are singing words, but you're coming into the Holy of Holies and you see God. And He starts pulling your heart and He starts tugging on you and He starts telling you, I love you, child, you're mine. And you realize that true worship is no matter where you are, whatever song it is, you can lift up the name of Jesus and realize that you're stepping in into the holy place. You're stepping out of the old nature. You're stepping away from all of the stuff. Say stuff that the world has tried to corrupt you with, that the enemy tries to take away and destroy you. And you step away from all that stuff and you walk in and you say, oh, Jesus, it's so good to see you. You're an awesome God. Thank you for your grace, your mercy, and your compassion. Thank you for loving me, oh God. And all of a sudden, all of the cares and the worries and the fear and the doubt melts away. Word talks about it like melting like wax in the presence of the Lord. Whew. You talk about a great place to be. You talk about a great place to be in His presence. My peace I leave to you. My peace I give to you. Not as the world gives do I give to you. But let not your heart be troubled, nor let it be afraid. Now listen to this. What God said to Joshua. As I was with Moses, so I will be with you. So I will be with you. Be strong and of good courage. Be strong and of good courage. Don't allow yourself to be distracted. Don't, when you're getting ready to get distracted and do something, I hate to say it like this, but sometimes we do stupid things. Anybody ever done anything stupid? When we get ready to do something stupid, stop. Say, wait a minute. I used to be stupid, but now I'm saved. Hallelujah. Forrest Gump said, Jenny, I'm not stupid. I know what love is. Sometimes we can do some silly things. We got to stop and evaluate. Are we listening to the Holy Spirit? Or are we just doing things for doing things' sake? How many of you ready for a little help right now in your life? Stand to your feet if you need Jesus. You need the Holy Spirit anointing. You need to run this race to win the prize. You need to take off your shoes and get in holy ground. I don't mean physically right now, but if you want to, go right ahead. We need to get into some holy ground. We need to come into the presence of the Most High God. Right now, this morning, Lord, we loose your spirit. Lord, we ask you to pour it out right now, afresh and anew. Lord, bring anointing. Lord, fill lives. Lord, fill us, oh Jesus, with a fresh anointing, a fresh understanding, Lord, a new revelation. Lord, that we might not be the same old person. Lord, we don't want to be that same old person anymore. Lord, you've given us a new life and a new life divine. Because we're abiding in the vine. Love, joy, health, peace, He has made them mine. I have prosperity, power, and victory. Because, Lord, I'm abiding in your vine. Jesus, let us learn, oh God, that we need the Helper. We need the Holy Spirit. We need to learn from you, oh God. Jesus, teach us. I love what the disciples said, Jesus, teach us how to pray, because we don't know how. I love what the scripture says, is that the Spirit gives us moanings and groanings too deep for words. Jesus, teach us, Lord, how to just step away from the flesh and come into your presence and worship you in spirit and truth. Let us come before you daily. In Jesus' name, and everyone said amen. Amen. God bless.